Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we finished verses 10 through 13. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, and I have titled this section, Steadfast to the End. Well, this passage will finish up this book of 2 Peter, and then we will have a Between the Series message, and probably we'll look at crowns that Christians can have. And then, following that, we will go into another book of the Bible, verse by verse. So, my friend, I trust now that you'll be following along with us. Let me encourage you to go to our website. If you have a message, one of the messages that you miss when we're on a series, for example, as we cover 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, this may take 3, 4, or even 5 days. And one of those days you missed, you can go to our website and you can click on and listen to the message that you missed. Now, if the message is not up at the time you click on, it still hasn't been added, you just be patient, wait a week, and then come back and listen again. And you can listen to all the messages. And I believe that it'll be a blessing to you. Encourage others to listen in as well. We ask that you write us and let us know that you're listening. We want to hear from you. It's a blessing every time we hear from our listeners. You may not know this, but as long as I'm able to, I seek to answer every letter that comes in to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Consequently, it might be a couple weeks before I get to answer your letter, but I try to answer every letter personally that comes into this broadcast, and I've dedicated a lot of my own personal time just to be able to do that for you. So, my friend, let me encourage you to write us, because we do want to hear from you, and it means so much to us. It means so much to me personally. It's an encouragement when I hear from you, the listener. As I said, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18 is going to complete this study of the book of 2 Peter. And I would like to have some Bible questions from you, questions that we could answer over the air. Sometimes when I finish a series on of a book of the Bible, I like to have a between the books series, and I would like to have a time where we answer the questions of our listeners. Now, we can't do that if you don't write us and send us your questions. And then even if we answer it on the air, you'll also get a written response to your question. So you won't have to worry, will it come up on the air or not? Will I be listening the day it's on there? We will let you know that for sure we'll give you a printed answer and then someday down the road use it on the air. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, and I trust you have a good King James Bible, because that is the right translation, uses the best manuscripts, and it's just rightly translated. And so we do word studies, and so let me encourage you to use the old King James as you follow along with us. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, we read this, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The Christian is not looking for any hope or peace in this world. He knows this present world is going to grow worse and finally be judged. Instead of a world view, we look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Christ will return to earth. He will judge his enemies and establish a 1,000-year reign, and then bring to pass the promise, the new heavens and new earth. Our responsibility as Christians would be to be found in him, in peace, without spot, and blameless. And so our text begins, seeing we look for such things. Since we know the earth and all its works will be burned up, we realize how important a life of godliness is right here and now. We are called to holiness by true faith in the prophecies of God's Word. Perhaps a lack of holiness is a lack of belief in what the Scriptures say about eternity. Why is it so many Christians live for the present instead of laying up for eternity? And just as sure as those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, it's just as sure that when we do those things that are commanded, he lays up crowns for us as per the Word of God. You know, April the 15th is, people, it's a black day in America. It's the day we pay taxes. You may not like it, but the threats of what will happen to you if you don't pay your taxes, well, that usually makes you pay your tax. I believe that if a Christian, outside of loving God, if he really believed in the judgment seat of Christ, his heart would be broken and he would ever draw near to God in holiness. Wouldn't it be great if Christians would fear the Lord more than we fear the IRS? And I like what old J. Vernon McGee wrote in his commentary. Listen as I read from his commentary on this. He says, "We are to live a holy life down here, a life separated unto God. A friend, after all, what is really worthwhile in this earth today? What are your goals? Are you a productive Christian moving toward a worthwhile goal? Someone says, 'I want to raise my family.' That's worthwhile. Somebody else says, 'I want to make a good living for my family and to educate my children.' That's worthwhile. Although these things are worthwhile, what is really the object of your life? Is it to live for God? If you live for God, all the secondary issues, I believe, will take care of themselves." Well, Dr. McGee was so right on that point. Now, our text, in verse 14 of 2 Peter chapter 3, he says, "Beloved, And by the word beloved, he means divinely loved ones. Follow after holiness as well as peace. Press towards spotless purity. So he says, be diligent. That is, do your best. Give an all-out effort. Start now and keep on keeping on as long as you have breath. Walking, ever pressing towards the goal of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Always, 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 according to the will of God. Now, ours here, according to this text, is to be without spot and blameless. Now, what do these words mean to us? Without spot is interesting in the Greek. It's defined, now you get this, okay, get this, it's defined as absence of spot. Well, you say, well, preacher, that doesn't really sound deep. And it may not be, but without spot means absence of spot. And although it can refer to the inward man, usually this refers to the outward moral spot, the external spot. In other words, since God ordained for a man to look at the outward appearance, God himself looketh the heart. But since man is ordained to look at the outward appearance, do not allow the outward appearance to reflect worldliness and sin. Especially since the outward appearance is the only way the world has of identifying God's effect on your life. If a lady dresses immodestly, if a man dresses in such a way that it reflects the world, maybe it reflects a drinking culture. You see, I think it's wrong. No, I don't think it's wrong. I know it's wrong for a woman to dress provocatively, a short skirt, a low-cut blouse. That's sin. That's just simply sin. But you know what, men, it's just as wrong for you to be walking around, although you may have your body covered in clothes, to have a cap that says some beer company's name on it or on a t-shirt that you're wearing. And you see, that appearance identifies you with the world, or to have a rock group on it or something of that nature. You see, as a Christian, it's so important that you live your life above reproach. You say, well, preacher, I feel like I've got liberty to wear that cap, or I feel like I've got liberty to wear these clothes. And you may feel like that, but my friend, remember, God provided, God ordained that man looketh at the outward appearance. And it's our bodies, Romans 12:1-2 tells us, that's to be presented a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.